give her 50K. She's security and pats down all male patrons walking in the door and has a uniform on.
Y'all picked like, the wrong career.
She give him handies.
Y'all should be consulting.
Sir, what is this?
No. You cannot bring that in here.
Yo, role playing at the door of a strip club when you actually trying to get in.
And the niggas get mad like, yo, Megan, get out of here, yo. Like,
no warrior, no.
Like, damn, she in her mood. 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 She lit, get money too. Like, damn, she in her mood.
We are back.
Again.
So some things came out over the week. Complex. I guess we could just start right there, Rory.
Oh, was that quick favorite, hit news right away.
Your favorite platform.
Complex. Best publication, I think, in history.
No, I'm right there with you. I would go Pitchfork and then Complex.
Rolling Stone. Ooh,
Pitchfork and Complex.
Or Complex and Pitchfork. 21 Savage has been named the best rapper of 2022.
I agree. Debate it.
Now, all jokes. No.
I kind of do agree, though.
Listen, we've been talking about the run that 21 Savage has been on for the past at least 2-3 years now. Mm. As far as feature versus his records, obviously now the album with Her Loss with Drake. Best rapper of 2022, though.
Okay. While I do agree, since you guys agree, I'm here to just debate all the fucking episode. 21 Savage kept up with Drake, which is an amazing thing to even say. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How can he be the best rapper of the year when he wasn't even the best rapper on the album he put out in 2022? Mm-hmm. So, as much as I do agree with Complex, I'm mad you guys all agreed. I thought someone was going to bait me. Never mind. I disagree. He was the second best rapper on Her Loss.
I don't think we agreed with Complex. I said we had talked about 21 Savage's run.
Coming out hot today.
No, I like it. I like it. But yeah, to your point, the Her Loss album, obviously, we were surprised that Savage was able to perform the way he did and keep up with Drake, quote unquote. Mm. And being who he is, 21 yes. Savage.
He complimented the album just as well as Drake did, but he wasn't the best rapper.
We didn't know we needed that album until we got it. Mm. And we're so happy we got that album. But the best rapper of 2022, I think, is a bit of a stretch. I wouldn't say he's the best rapper of 2022.
This was his only project this year, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That feature verse on JID's Surround Sound.
Well, yeah, he had features. He had Tate, feature verses. But as far as
shout out to Baby Tate.
Yeah, and Tate.
As far as full length projects, this was his only, I believe, full length project of 2022. Great album. Her Loss is one of my favorite albums of the year. And again, I think 21 Savage did his thing on that. An entire album definitely made me more of a believer than I already was in his ability and his talent.
Being a believer is hilarious, though.
No, because you know some people, they'll push artists on you like, yo, he's hot, he's dope, he's this. And you listen and you like, oh, he's cool. Like, you know, I like him. But after listening to 21 on that Her Loss album, I definitely do appreciate him a lot more than I did.
To his credit.
I'm just looking through my rap album list that we had already talked about last year.
Okay. JID, Pusha.
Gibbs. How many features was Gibbs on? You can put Gibbs. But again, I know when they say rapper, they mean overall.
Yeah.
They don't mean just rapping. I think Kendrick could have gotten that as well.
Absolutely.
I think 21 was probably more, this is going to sound insane to a lot of people I know, probably more culturally relevant than Kendrick was in 2022. Mm-hmm. Just between age gaps and that whole thing, I think across the board, 21 may have surpassed Kendrick there. Mm-hmm. So I'm not mad at it. But I still think if you're saying that about 21, you could then just say Drake was.
Everyone also had that Nas record. Remember that whole thing that
King's
love. Disease?
Yeah, they're 21. that back and forth with Clubhouse and then they
yeah,
did
that was
together.
Was yeah, that's that whole thing and then naming him the best rapper of the year is like
but
that's throwing salt in like a
But to argue with that, the moments that he made, whether that record came and went, that was another moment rap-wise that 21 created. Coming off the Her Loss shit.
Yeah.
He's arguing about relevancy and then does a song with Nas, who put out an incredible album in 2022. Plus him just being Nas. So I agree.
To his credit.
At what point can you just not say Drake is the best rapper of every year?
But to 21's credit, if you actually read the interview asks, do you consider yourself in the same category as Cole and Drake? Are they your peers? And he goes, hell nah. So he's well aware of the fact that he's still growing to get to that level. But mm-hmm. where he currently is, he said, for you need years of work in a fan base that'll be there till they die. He goes, that's different. So it seems like even though Complex is putting all this notoriety onto him, he's very much like, relax.
That's one thing I like about 21. He's very, anytime I've seen interviews with him, he's very well-spoken. He seems to be intelligent and aware, self-aware. So for him to, you know, say, listen, man, I'm not on that level. Don't put me in that. Like, mm-hmm. I'm still building. I'm still working. I like that. I like when guys are like, okay, I'll take it. Like, if you want to vote me as the best rapper of 2022, okay, sure. But don't start putting me in the categories with a J. Cole and a Drake. Like, although I have an album with Drake, I'm still not on that level.
But that's only publications trying to make that. Again, 21 wouldn't even say that. That's just starting something.
This is all about just wanting to click and getting people up, you know, riled up and wanting people to comment on things and things like that. That's what these publications do, which it works. It's the oldest trick in the book. Let's name the guy that we know isn't the best rapper of 2022. Let's name him the best rapper of 2022 and just have people go back and forth about it.
How soon?
But he had a great year. Let's not move away from that. Like 21 Savage had a great year. 2022 was a great year for him.
All right. So speaking of Drake into betting, what's the over under 3 or 4 days until West Side Gun tweets?
Days? You going days? Yeah. As we're recording this, you know, West Side is like, listen, man, y'all don't understand art. You know how you say art? Y'all don't understand the art.
He is on a layover from Paris to Milan.
Going crazy.
Shaking at TSA.
He cannot believe Complex named 21 Savage the best rapper of 2020. Yeah. Y'all didn't get the art that I just came from Paris. And Virgil did the cover.
Like, it's like, what? Yo, after Virgil passed, he did the cover.
Yo, that's why I love West. West ain't gonna let you forget what he did during the year. He gonna in case you forgot, this is everything I did. But I mean, listen,
West,
it is what it is.
West will take it as far as like, yo, I fucked that girl that was on the cover of Her Lowest like 10 years ago.
Y'all don't even
they just
get
catching
it.
Up to me. I got a T-shirt.
Y'all don't even
50
understand
years ago
it.
With
y'all
her
don't,
face
y'all don't,
on
y'all,
it.
That's why I'm not doing this no more. I'm done. You know, Wes retire every day. He read a publication. He's like, oh, no, I'm done. I'm retiring. This is it. I'm out of here. But, I mean, I guess congrats to 21 on being named Complex's best rapper of 2022.
I think it's deserved.
No matter what we think and how much we sit here and pod about it, I'm pretty sure he takes that home and says, hey, listen, I got named by Complex, if that means anything to 21 as best rapper of 2022.
Well, if we pod or not for the rest of our lives, 21 still has an album with Drake, so I think he'll be
absolutely.
Right. I did see, I think Nori filled in on the Breakfast Club this morning.
Okay.
Or it was yesterday morning. I forgot when it was. But he said they did the rumor mill with Nori.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
Which was just funny to me to begin with.
Yeah.
Because not only is Nori just like at his core, just a project baby from Left Rack.
And funny as shit.
He's messy.
Yeah.
So he likes the rumor mill.
Mm-hmm.
He said that there was a rumor going around that Future was upset with Drake because he did the 21 album. He felt like it diluted the moment and what their album is. Because now it looks like Drake is just doing joint albums and, you know, What a Time to Be Alive isn't as special as it once was.
But what a time to be alive.
By the way, I want to make this clear. I do not think Future said this at all to anyone. But Nori said running around the this is the biggest rumor in the industry right now that Future's upset at Drake because he did the 21 Savage album and it ruined What a Time to Be Alive. Do I think Future said this at all? Hell no. I think Future likes that album.
I mean, it would be hard for a music person to not like this Drake and 21 Savage. It's a really good album.
Mm.
But it's just funny that Nori went up there and was like, yeah, nah, you know, your Future is not, he's not too happy about that. Like,
mm-hmm.
Future is on tour, right? Is he on tour right now? Is he still on tour?
He's yes, probably like, and he's doing not, amazing numbers.
Yeah, like, he's not Future. I don't think Future is bothered by this at all. And that album was what, 8 years ago?
2015.
Jesus.
Yeah, so 7, 8 years ago. Wow. Yeah. 7 years ago.
He goes, I've never heard it from Future, nor Drake, nor 21. But it's an alleged big rumor.
No, I like that. Nori said, I heard there's a big rumor. Yo, see, you got to just stop right there.
I heard there's
You're not even saying the rumor.
Yeah, like, I heard there's a big rumor.
I heard there's a rumor.
I heard there's a big rumor. Like, Nori.
Yo, hearing about the rumor rather than the rumor is even funny.
Nah, that's where we at now. We got to hear about the rumor before you hear the rumor.
And what constitutes it as a big rumor, not just a rumor? I heard about the big rumor.
Yeah,
because
if it's a big rumor, it's like, we might have heard that too, right? When it's a big rumor, it's like, Nori, you wouldn't be the first time we heard this. It would be like, oh, this is a big rumor. We all heard this.
And can you, like, really picture Future running around the industry on some passive-aggressive shit? Like, so what do you think about the 21... and Drake album.
Every time somebody playing it. Like, imagine it's the intro come on and Future's in the club and he just ice grilling everybody. 21, can you do something
Future's
for me?
Sitting there like, I could have done something for him.
I could have done a lot.
I've talked to his petty ex for him.
Literally.
Yo, I heard a big rumor. This is a big rumor. I heard a big rumor.
Yo,
Drake and 21 are going on tour.
Didn't they say that?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said I heard it.
Well, you're an industry insider now.
Oh, yeah.
So they may have not said it, but you heard it amongst, you know, the big rumors.
Yes, I heard it.
You know, rumor lane.
Yeah, I heard it.
Where Nori hangs out to hear what's going on.
Hear all the rumors? I heard a big rumor that Drake and 21 are going on tour this year for the Her Loss project. I think that's going to be a dope show.
Oh, absolutely.
You want to go?
That's going to be real risk. Ooh,
I'm sorry. I still can't get past picturing Future in the club. Listening to that, like saying all the things he could have done for Drake instead. Like, I would have done plenty of things for you, Drake.
We did a lot. Yeah. What a time. You don't remember?
Do big rings don't mean anything anymore? I thought we were going to do some Billy
30 for 30.
Really big things.
You lied to me, Drake.
You lied to me.
I thought we had a big team.
Y'all asking for tickets to the tour? I feel like those tickets are a little bit easier to come by.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind asking that.
Oh, for that tour, for the stadium tour? Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean,
the team?
If they tell you the stadium tour, the guest list is slammed, then.
Guest list slammed.
It's like a 300 person guest list.
I heard a big rumor that the guest list is slammed.
Big slammed. Hearing a rumor that the guest list is slammed is fucking
nuts.
That's
what I heard. I heard the guest list is slammed. Don't even hit nobody asking for anything.
This episode is made possible by PwC. It's getting hot out here. Moving the mercury can help move your business. PwC helps turn sustainability theory into real-world action. Reduce your carbon footprint while increasing transparency in net zero commitments. Start with reporting to identify your climate risks and reinvent your business. Create a more sustainable business and a stronger planet. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
Also, while Nori was filling in for Angela Yee to do the Rumor Has It segment, he brought up running into, oh my God, please take me out of the culture. Why am I blanking on her name getting cheated on by the Celtics coach?
Nia Long.
Nia Long, clean that up. Nori also brought up running into Nia Long outside at a few parties or whatever in New York and made the mistake of saying, yo, you've really been like outside lately.
Oh my God.
Which I thought was fucking hilarious.
Nori told Nia Long she'd been outside.
Yeah, but like it came across differently than what he meant.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's been on a few dates holding Omarion's hand and shit. I just only want to get my gossip news from Nori moving forward.
Yeah, I think
it was the only time I would never care about Nia Long's dating situation until Nori told me about it.
Nori is the guy that you would want to hear the gossip from. He's the guy that because 9 times out of 10 it ain't true. But Nori's just gonna tell a good story.
Yeah.
He's gonna make it interesting and make it sound true.
Well.
But I did see some pictures floating around of Nia Long. She was in Dubai for the hotel, the Atlantis. What is it? The Atlantis Hotel?
She was there for the Beyonce.
She was there for that. Well, she was in Dubai.
She's been promoting the Best Man final episodes.
Oh, yeah.
It's called.
Is Terrence J in that? Because they were together.
Yes.
Terrence J is in the Best Man.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking Terrence Howard. No, Terrence J is not in there.
They were there as friends.
As friends. A lot of people were in Dubai. Hanging out with actor and host Terrence J and friends in Dubai.
Yeah.
Nia Long, listen, man, I would just love to just see Nia Long while I'm at Whole Foods in the produce section. And maybe she can help me pick a good kiwi. I've never been able to pick a good kiwi in my life.
Yeah, the texture's odd.
You gotta get the hairiest one.
Yeah.
Is that how it goes?
Mm-hmm.
The hairiest one?
Mm-hmm.
I'm your kiwi.
Think we're getting rhythm. I think everything's on. I liked how we started this episode.
Check this out. I'm not going to react.
Got you.
See, it's a new thing.
It's 2023.
It's a new thing I'm working on.
2020 you.
Okay, Eden, if you want to be a kiwi, be a kiwi,
I
want to
be your kiwi, Maul.
No problem, sir. Yeah, so...
no, it threw you off, see?
Yeah, no.
No, you tried.
I'm back.
Appreciate the attempt, on, but it threw you off.
I'm right back.
What's your judgment like with picking avocados?
Avocados is kind of tricky, too. It should be more, not too light green. It should be kind of getting into the darker green.
Yeah. But then I always battle with, all right, I'm going to have avocado when I get home, but it's 3 for $5. So I now have to time out my 3 for $5.
Yeah, stretch it out during the week.
And then it's like me trying to drink tea. It'll be piping hot.
Mm.
I'll let it sit. And then by the time I go back, it's cold.
Fish tank water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Fish tank
water. I have two avocados at home I got to throw out.
You ever go to Trader Joe's and get like the five? Think you're getting a deal.
Yeah.
It's like fucking 10 avocados in there.
You throw out all of them.
They all are ripe at the exact same time. So it's like, okay, the
fruit
only way.
Is the number one thing that as men, as a single man, don't waste your time.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
You're not going to finish it.
What they do in Japan, which is pretty cool, they sell bananas and they'll sell like a 5-pack of bananas, but it'll be based on ripeness. So one will be ready to go like that day and then it'll get like greener and greener.
Okay.
So it can stretch over the course of like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Instead of just getting them all ready and then you just throw out half.
How do you feel about Rick Rubin denouncing veganism?
Mm. He denounced it?
Yes.
What did he say about it?
I mean, it was very similar to Malcolm X leaving the Nation.
I can't wait to hear you tie this together. Please
Rick
do.
Rubin, who was one of the first vegans ever that we like knew about, mm-hmm. was a vegan for like 30 years. And it took him to a very dark place. Once he quit being a vegan, he lost 130 pounds. Yeah, because you need fucking protein.
What are you trying to say?
Well, you can get protein from being
fake
a vegan.
Fake protein.
Well, no, you can't get fake protein. But
Big Rick was like, nah, I need the flesh Rick. Of slaughtered animals.
He said it's a carb-only diet.
Hmm.
What are you trying to say?
It's not a carb only diet.
But a lot of people who are vegan do only eat carbs because they don't know how to eat vegan properly. So they're gaining.
Well, that is true.
They're eating a whole bunch of potatoes and rice. But I mean, Rick Rubin
has, when you have money, like you can have a chef. Mm-hmm. You can have.
You're not only counting his carbs; you're counting his pockets.
Mm. I'm not counting his pockets. I'm just saying, Rick. We can. We don't have to count.
We don't know what Rick got.
A blind man knows that Rick Rubin is not broke. Like,
I don't know. He kind of looks broke.
You can't. Well, no. That's
he definitely
purpose.
Looks. Yeah. He looks broke.
I don't think he's ever worn a pair of shoes.
Oh, y'all fall for that. Oh, y'all fell for the okie doke. Yeah. I'm
well, you don't
broke,
know. That,
so nobody asks me for anything.
You don't know the side of Malibu he lives on. It could be rougher over there.
Just the fact it's rougher.
The rough side.
The rough side of Malibu.
Yeah.
It gets windy. Over there,
you know, hurricanes.
Yeah. Nia Long.
There was nothing to say except that I only want to hear gossip from Nori. That's all.
I want to hear gossip from Nori. I want to hear anything Nori has to say about the culture because his way of just telling stories is absolutely, absolutely one of a kind and unique in a way that only Nori can tell you. He will have you thinking that it's absolutely true and then he hits you with I just made all that up. Like,
yeah. I just made all that up.
I saw another clip last night of a young man at a basketball game, Julian. You probably saw this. He walked into the court during the game mm-hmm. with a bag of McDonald's.
Okay.
And he just kept asking, who ordered DoorDash? DoorDash. Look at him. The game is going on. He's on the court.
Wait, what game is this, though?
This is a college game.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which school this was.
Duquesne. And
but he keeps saying DoorDash, DoorDash. He's looking at everybody like, who ordered DoorDash?
Respectable DoorDash delivery guy has the straw taped onto the beverage.
Yeah.
So this guy means business.
Yeah,
like,
no,
he's a five star.
No, this is absolutely somebody ordered this. Maybe he ordered it. Because Julian just
but
let
he's
me.
He's wearing a mic.
Oh, and the bag is open. Look at the bag. The seal is broken.
Well, any DoorDash person is going to break the seal to grab some fries.
What is how you automatically know that this is fake? The straw is connected to the cup. That never.
Well, I'm saying he taped it down.
Yeah, but it never happens with DoorDash or Uber Eats.
He could be a five star.
The straw doesn't even make it to you. You can put in notes, add utensils, add straw. It's not showing up with the order. You know that for a fact. So this obviously looks like this was a prank.
Probably
he has a mic on. He has a mic on his on his jacket right there. So obviously this was a YouTube content. He was creating content here. But on the flip side of it, I think he might have ran his way into a bag with DoorDash with this shit.
Over a million views.
Yeah, there's I could see DoorDash reaching out to him and making him like,
if they're smart,
a commercial or something, like, you know, it's by any means, DoorDash will deliver your food, even if it's in the middle of a game, something like that. Like, look at him, he's on the court.
It's like that kid that had the Popeye meme and now he's playing college football. And yeah. Popeye's is giving him, you know, they're giving him a bag. He's on like billboards and stuff. DoorDash could do this with this kid.
Well, respect to him for getting a McDonald's bag even into an arena.
Yeah.
That's true. Difficult.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, like everybody's like, how did he even get on the court? Where was security? Like, he's at the three-point line.
First of all, also, it's the Atlantic 10. There's not much security.
Yeah. Still in. Now, if this was the ACC,
yeah,
this couldn't happen at Coach K Arena.
Who is in the A-10?
I think this could not happen in Cameron Indoor. No fucking way.
I think like
way.
St. Bonaventure's in the A-10. I think he'll be all right.
Yeah. There's no and somebody probably did on the bench or the DoorDash in Atlantic 10. Like, yo, I'm not getting in. Pass there
were,
my phone. There,
people were speculating because the ref was waving him off, like doing this. People were like, oh, the ref must have ordered it. And he was telling him to get off the court and put it in like the locker room.
Like, put it under the chair right there.
I said no contact delivery.
Leave at the door. That's funny. But I like shit like this, though. Sometimes you got to just do disruptive shit, create content, man. I
would be tight, though, because he's really in the corner. Like,
yeah, like what if that's a part of the game where I got the ball?
I finally got in. And this is my corner three. This was set up for me.
Oh, man.
I look at DoorDash commented play of the game. Good for them.
DoorDash, give that guy a fucking contract.
Yeah. If they're smart, they will. I see so many brands like really taking advantage of other people making content and them just hopping on it and profiting from it. And if they're smart, they will do that.
Like the Ocean Spray guy.
Yeah.
And I'm with that, but I'm tired of giving companies and their digital marketing team all this credit for commenting play of the game.
You're such a hater, bro.
No, I agree with him, though.
How much credit should I give you?
But I'm saying this
if you are... want to be a culturally relevant thing online, I'm not giving a pat on the back to the only DoorDash culturally relevant thing happening and someone did play of the game. That's without question should be under the comments.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying
I will give them credit if they do a whole digital campaign of flooding the fucking Lakers court with DoorDash deliveries. That's when I'm starting to give credit. You're commenting, that's fucking...
You're not getting the crypto arena.
Run up on LeBron with the McDonald's.
You're not getting nowhere near that
court.
Don't
do that. Me and Reason was courtside next to Lexi at the Sparks game at crypto.
That's the Sparks.
I was stretching. My feet was touching the three-point line.
Let's talk about the Lakers.
Trip a referee?
That's like when Meek tripped the ref.
I don't know if they had a referee at the game.
Rory. Don't do that. Rory, that see, was so...
See, why you
I
gotta,
apologize.
Hey, Lexi.
The entire WNBA.
See, that's why you can't leave everybody
Lexi.
Tickets. Lexi.
That was actually a DoorDash delivery guy.
Yeah, like, you can't leave everybody
that's
tickets.
That's how I got in the game. She didn't leave me tickets.
You was calling the fouls like, yo, can't touch her. Get your hand off of her.
I'm sorry, Lexi. I'm joking. You know how I feel about the WNBA. I love y'all. I just wish they'd put more money behind you.
And I wish that more women supported the WNBA. Yeah.
Like I said, make Meg the...
Equal pay! You've never been to a WNBA game, ma'am. Shut up. You should pay women! Never bought a ticket to the Seat of Liberty. Shut up.
They bought tickets to go see the regular NBA games either. Buy them for us to go see WNBA like you buy them for us to go see the NBA.
Who? No, but that's a horrible argument.
We, we don't buy.
If we're
why don't we turn
ticket,
into men having to buy shit for
it's
y'all?
It's our interest.
Look how you
I'm
even turn
the
supporting the WNBA into men should help you support the WNBA. No, if women think that female athletes should make money, then all women should get behind these female these leagues. Go to the games.
I agree.
Buy the jerseys.
Or do what every other league company is doing with this whole creative consultant shit. Make Meg or one of these chicks the creative consultant for the NBA. WNBA, rather. Make her perform. Let her curate which artist should perform. Do the merch with Meg. Like, there's mad easy steps to do it. But what do I know?
Could you imagine if, like, Cardi B had collab with the New York Liberty?
They can't afford her, though.
That's true.
That's why
because,
this is not happening.
Because
they can't afford to pay the players.
Because
they
women
sure
don't support
them.
The league.
Let me not do that, though, because the WNBA is part of the NBA. Like, the NBA created the WNBA.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But it's not profitable.
I'm saying you have to invest. You have to fucking waste money to make money.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe dump a bunch of money from the NBA budget that you'll eventually make this more profitable. Right, Baze? She's a woman.
Or women should start going out in groups and going to these games. Support, like how guys do the NBA. We buy tickets, we buy jerseys, we buy $30 hot dogs, pause.
Hey. Mm.
Nope. I said pause. You can't, hey, see? No respect.
Yeah, but women go to NBA games. But for the same reason?
For hot dogs, yeah.
$30 million hot dogs.
Yeah, $200 million.
So in women's, it's more incentive to go to an NBA game.
Nah, listen, I understand. I get it. But yeah, DoorDash, give this young man a commercial, something.
But I'm not crediting DoorDash for commenting
he
on
could be
this
like the new State Farm guy. Like how Chris Paul's with State Farm. He could be that guy from DoorDash.
Definitely the same.
Yeah,
definitely the same.
Same colors, right? Red and white.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Yeah. DoorDash. Just show up in every commercial, DoorDash, in the most random of places. DoorDash, you order DoorDash, in the middle of a circus.
Y'all giving lions too much right sauce. There.
Y'all giving too much credit.
Right now. You could like free sauce right now.
Maybe like put them in the projects and be like, DoorDash, right?
No,
she got to come downstairs and like make sure that she's
good. She got to come fight through her homeboys in the front.
And be like, nah, he's cool. Like, he can come upstairs.
Talk about a fad on YouTube that came and went. Going to the hood and just hood pranks. Boy, did that trend die down.
Because you know why.
Boy, did that trend.
Yeah, you know that was going to die down. Somebody was going to die. That's
someone
why.
Died, yeah.
Exactly. You can't play like that.
They had a Nelly run, though.
They did for years.
It was a Nelly run. It was the highest of highs on YouTube when it was.
Oh, yeah.
When it was.
Oh, yeah.
And when it was gone, it was gone.
Yeah. Yeah, then after a while, somebody got shot at, stabbed, died.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Robbed.
Yeah.
Content.
Don't play that shit over here.
Thank God that died. That was the worst YouTube trend ever.
Kanye West popped up on our
no, he didn't.
In our lives again.
He's there all the time.
Yeah, is he? I have a theory, and we can talk about it after we talk about this part of Kanye. Kanye asked paparazzi to stop filming him. He says celebs should get a percentage of money made from paparazzi footage. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, that's his image.
I agree with that. It's his image, it's his likeness. I absolutely agree with that. I think that celebrity should get paid.
But wouldn't that go to his label or whatever? Not really him. Who owns
I'm saying as a photographer, as someone that goes out of their way to shoot content, take photos of videos of people, do you feel like the people you're shooting, you owe them money for that stuff?
See, yeah, now, absolutely. The law is...
You couldn't film somebody right now and put it out and make money from it without getting them to sign off on that shit.
That's what I was just about to ask. So, like, isn't that illegal technically?
Nah. Because he's in a public area.
Yeah, I was going to say, even like as with certain like professors or whatever, it's in the contract that your likeness is being used. All right, but then how... I'm going to sound like a weird person. Where does it stop? Because people's likeness is used on the news with security footage.
Right.
Like, at what point does it stop? Do you draw the line? Because when I go watch something on the news online, before I can watch the news clip, there's an ad before it.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly the news channel... is acquiring this footage from someone and now profiting off it and not paying the people. Even if I'm just some guy walking past the ATM when it's being robbed, you're still using my likeness. So where does it stop?
Right.
I think it's different because you're not using that.
Their name.
You're not using that. Yeah, the name to make a dollar.
You're making sense. I agree. But I'm just saying, where does it stop at that point when you try to type up a law of someone's likeness and image being put
It's difficult.
On footage. Because now you're talking about a headline.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West. Yes, that's clickable. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, at the end of the day, a file that is uploaded and an ad is put next to it.
Yeah.
So then you're going to have anyone that's ever on any bit of footage ever
getting
going to court.
Monetization is going to be difficult on anybody's end, honestly. Because even if when TMZ went up to y'all, same thing. It's like they need their little clicks. But there's money to be made. Also, that's usually some rando. Going around doing things for
him. I mean, from a moral standpoint, I agree. And I think the whole paparazzi culture is very weird and exploitive.
Y'all seen those Britney docs before?
Which one?
Britney?
Britney Spears?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's like two. I think there's the one Hulu one on Netflix. Yeah. The Hulu one was crazy, though, because they violated her.
Yeah.
Crazy. That's where I'm like, the morals.
So I think kind of the opposite. I think the focus should be, there should be repercussions and laws to protect people like Kanye, Britney, and what these paparazzis do.
Yeah.
I think the monetizing the footage is a weirder and messier conversation. There should be laws that's you have to ask permission or something to even be able to come near me.
Well,
Well,
absolutely, it should be.
That's hard though. But if you're in a public area,
they were harassing. Yeah, they were harassing.
I mean, they were harassing. Which, that's what I'm saying. There is definitely.
There's got to be a law. Yeah. Like, fuck monetizing it. Like, yeah. There has to be a law to.
And not only that, I mean, you know, conspiracy theorists throughout the years say what you will about the whole Princess Diana tragedy, but the story is that paparazzi was chasing her.
She was
in the car and she was trying to, you know, driving away from them and end up crashing. Now, we know what the conspiracies are throughout the years that we've heard them all. But that was the story, that paparazzi, she was trying to get away from them, end up, you know, having an accident in the tunnel and crashed.
Shit, even with the conspiracies, the overall thought could be paparazzi's had a heavy hand in it.
Absolutely.
Just the overall attention she was getting nonstop.
Right. I have an interesting theory about Kanye. I believe before the year's out, before quarter four is over, I feel like Adidas will realign themselves with Kanye.
Ooh. Interesting.
I think that Adidas is losing way too much money. Too much product is sitting in the Adidas warehouses. No Adidas basketball athletes are moving that much product.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he has over 50% of the Adidas market space with his product.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just think that Adidas is going to, because for the most part, the Kanye thing is kind of cooled down.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was going to say, the reason why I wanted to bring this up, the paparazzi incident aside, this is his first public appearance, and it seems like he's level-headed.
He got married.
He's level-headed. He's like, hey, like, just, if you're going to take photos of me, give me some money. Like, he's not antagonizing the guy. He's not really being a dick.
Well, right. He lost a lot of money. I mean,
his chain's now out.
Yo, like, yo, let me hold a 10 spot at least. Out.
Yeah.
It's a dub to take a photo. Come on.
Yeah, $20.
Right.
Take all the photos you want.
Like the Spider-Man doing in Times Square.
I think he said, like, give me 20 or something like that.
Yeah, just start the conversation. Man. All right, you want to take a picture of me? Pay.
He should make every single paparazzi sign up for Cameo, and then he'll just do it that way.
But I do think that Adidas and Kanye will.
I disagree wholeheartedly, but.
Really?
I don't
Adidas
think,
is not fucking with
listen,
Kanye West.
Listen, we know that money is king. Cash is king, bro.
I think a lot of people are going to start fucking with Kanye West again.
Adidas is the first one. Adidas can't wait. They can't wait to get back in business with Kanye. They are
they
not moving any
optics
product.
Optics-wise, they cannot do that.
Yeah, optics-wise.
There's
optics.
No way. I think Gap agree. Can't fuck with Ye and Adidas can't fuck with Ye again, but I do think everyone else will start fucking with Kanye West again.
Bro.
Those two will not because of the optics of when it happened.
Remember I said it. Adidas will realign themselves
all right, so
with
what,
Kanye West.
The same JDL, way JBL, whatever their group is, I'm sorry, Jews. What type of press release are they going to have to give when they go, hey, we're with Kanye again?
Oh, you know,
he did the homework Kyrie didn't do?
Exactly.
Like, oh, we took him to the Holocaust Museum. He's a good guy now. Yeah. Like, they're not going to do that.
Yeah. I do think that Adidas cannot afford to go another year without being in business with Kanye. I think they're losing way too much money. They're not moving any product. Nobody wears Adidas like that. If they're not Yeezy, if they're not anything associated with Kanye, people are not wearing Adidas. It is what it is. Companies want to make money.
Yeah.
So before the year's over, I'm just saying, let's just wait and see. Mm-hmm. I think that Adidas will issue a statement. Kanye will issue a statement. You know, people love to issue statements.
Mm.
And they will look past it because I feel like Kyrie too. I feel like another major shoe company will offer Kyrie another deal.
But not Nike.
Maybe even Nike.
I think Kyrie is going to be fine. I just don't think Ye and Adidas will work together.
I think I
could see Kyrie and Nike.
Adidas is losing way too much money, bro.
Yeah. Because Kyrie didn't do anything that was that fucking crazy.
Kyrie didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything that was crazy.
Kanye West went on Alex Jones' network and said, I think
crazy.
Hitler's a good guy.
Yeah, no, Kanye.
What Kyrie did and Kanye did are drastically
Kyrie
fucking different.
Yeah, but I could also see, you know, the statements coming out and saying, yeah, we talked to Kanye and his, you know, his ideas and his thought process was a little off, but we were able to come to a common ground and bring some understanding to the you know the situation.
Yeah.
I know how the PR.
We consulted with 21 Savage and Complex.
Oh God,
and,
you know Adidas PR team is one of the best. Are you kidding me?
But do you think Kanye will realign himself with them?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Really?
That's the big. I told y'all. Are you kidding me? You think Kanye is going to be the one to stop that deal from happening again?
Then he'll go on that press run. Look, they asked me back.
Yes, they had to. They had to. He gonna say that they had to bring.
They had
back.
To. What they was gonna do without me?
Exactly.
And then all the Kanye stands would be like, "See, this was his overall point the whole time. He just had to prove that Adidas would drop him and take him back.
Yeah.
And you guys didn't see the genius because on late registration, he once talked about shoes, and it's 2023. If you add those four up, it means Kanye in Islamic
Yeah.
I know where it's coming.
See? What?
Yeah, you understand it.
That was the rollout,
that's
right?
That's what they be sounding like. Yeah. That's what they sound like.
It's going to happen.
If you go through cryptic code, you see that Kanye said this.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
I disagree wholeheartedly, but...
Yeah. Let's just wait and see. I believe so, but we'll find out. Fashion Week happened in Paris, and to me, the star of Fashion Week, without a doubt... The star.
You and Nori should do the gossip thing together.
No. Doja Cat.
Big Doge.
I mean, Doja Cat is to me, she's just, because she's on her own time frequency. She don't give a fuck. And I think when you have that type of attitude to match the talent that she has, I think you're undeniably going to be one of the biggest stars in the world. And I think that's what Doja Cat is. I think that she knows that. I think that she is walking and breathing that right now with this whole Swarovski, however you say it, crystal... outfit that she had
never
on.
Never
nobody
that word.
Knows
never
how to say that word.
Swarovski.
Yeah, I can never do it.
She had that. The internet, she put on this whole Swarovski get up by the number one makeup artist, the greatest makeup artist in the world, Pat McGrath, I think is the name.
Yes.
Mm. And 30,000 Swarovski crystals. Everybody killed her for that.
I don't want to get too Stephen A. Smith right now.
Okay.
Do it. But do it.
She ain't no Madonna.
Last time Rihanna covered herself in Swarovski or whatever you pronounce it, crystals, we could see her titties.
That's true.
Oh, but Doja.
She's no Rihanna.
Doja showed us her titties at her birthday party.
She did.
She did do that.
But Rihanna showed her titties before that.
Yeah, but I mean,
Rihanna was one of the leaders, like after Madonna, of icons showing their titties.
Yeah, I mean,
Naomi Campbell, Madonna, and then Rihanna, right? As far as like showing titties as icons, right?
Do we sleep on Janet?
I was about to. I didn't want to say.
According to you, according to you guys, the whole Justin Timberlake white Illuminati did that. I thought Janet was just showing her titties, which I thought was cool. You guys told me it was a conspiracy.
Yeah, they blamed, they killed Justin for that.
Yeah.
But it killed Janet more than
that. Now Janet gets the credit for it? Make up your mind.
Janet.
No, Janet, like, there was a few people killing Justin for it because they really thought that it was a wardrobe malfunction and Justin wasn't supposed to tear the whole thing. He was supposed to tear, like, a layer of it.
Janet bullshit. Had the best titty reveal of all time. I'm just saying.
I won't argue that.
Excuse me. The best titty reveal of all time is Queen Latifah and Porgy and Bess. Okay. That is the greatest titty reveal of all time. All right, let's just get Julian. Can you pull up?
I just don't think you guys know what he's talking about right now.
I don't.
I do.
In Roy, what? Stop laughing.
In what?
I do.
Porgy
I
and Bess. No, y'all listen. Y'all don't. Queen Latifah and Bessie.
I just don't think they know what we're talking about.
Okay, well, y'all go watch Bessie on HBO. Queen Latifah sitting at the what is that called? The
vanity.
The vanity mirror.
That's the vanity, yeah. Good lighting.
Oh, man. Greatest titty reveal. Because we didn't know that was coming.
No.
That was like a...
What was your initial reaction?
Oh, shit.
Doesn't look like she knew it was coming either.
The crazy thing is she has nice titties. Those are nice titties.
They're great titties.
We never said bad titties.
Those are good. No one is saying otherwise.
Lathered.
Yeah.
Lathered. Look at the sheen on those.
There was... And I know, I know for a fact those titties started the day with Gold Bond right on the chest.
Listen, those are titties that have been around the block. Okay, those titties, those are, I've been through hip hop, I've been through Hollywood. Mm. Those are hip hop Hollywood titties right there.
Yeah.
Greatest titty reveal of all time, Queen Latifah and Bessie.
Halle Berry, Swordfish.
I was going to say, Swordfish, yeah.
Those, wow. That was a great, we didn't know that was coming down.
Yeah, that was great.
That was a good titty reveal right there.
Yeah.
That was a good titty reveal.
But back to Doja Cat.
Lala and Power.
Fair. That's an underrated one.
Lala and Power. I don't remember.
We didn't think we were going to see
the sex scene in Power.
I don't even remember. Okay. Yes. I remember that. Oh, Lala and Power. Yes. Halle Berry and Swordfish. Oh, great titty reveal. Great titty reveal.
Yeah, that's great.
Nipples on 12 o'clock.
Listen, man. Love a
what,
chick that.
Damaris, what?
Love a chick that reads.
That's some old nigga ass saying.
What? They sitting straight up. What you want me to do?
So were Queen Latifah.
So was I.
Yo. God. All right.
Mall at midnight is crazy.
Midnight tuck.
Midnight
man.
Mall.
Woo. Oh, man.
But going back to Doja.
Yes.
Again, no Rihanna with the Swarovski crystals or whatever. I'm going to make this more immature. I didn't want to make it another horny sex podcast. Would you still be with that all still on?
Swarovski crystals?
The crystal fit?
Doja like this.
Yes.
This is one of those where I'm like waiting to see what y'all answer is.
Well, because like... Because
mine is yes.
There's no way underneath this dress that her... Like that's... Beneath this dress, it's not crystalled.
You don't think so?
I'm not talking
it's
about
not
that
Crystal.
Part.
And I also
I'm
just want to say,
would you beat if she looked like that?
I'm gonna let you guys answer. Because
I think
first.
She looks fire.
Would I beat?
Well, I was always attracted to Mystique and X-Men, so kind of the same thing.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Y'all know the reason why Doja started dressing like this?
Here we go.
I hate to be that person. I hate to be the woman on the podcast. I know.
Because she was in racist chats showing feet?
No. Please, every time
yeah,
I
no,
say
that's
that,
exactly
what, that's exactly what she
that.
Did, though.
No, because she was tired of being sexualized by men, so she wanted to make herself as unattractive as possible.
I mean,
and here we are.
Be.
Here we are still sexualizing
oh,
her.
She doesn't know the thing about men.
We're disgusting.
Now she's just fulfilling
We're
fantasies.
Fucking disgusting. Been that red ass over.
I know y'all would fuck
now
up.
Now I
want to
watch anime.
Bust that Swarovski crystal pussy open. Are you kidding me? That ain't stopping, man. She still looks good.
And don't do that because we don't just sexualize her. We think she's a great rapper. We think she's funny as fuck.
She's an artist.
This outfit's hard.
We think this eyelash shit was good.
Now, this was great.
Would you bang her out like this?
Huh?
Would you bang her out like this?
Yeah, yeah, for 100%. Sure.
She looks too much like Johnny Depp right there.
She looks too much. I was going to say Charlie Chaplin a little bit.
Yeah.
Charlie Chaplin.
But then again, I don't know. Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean looks like a beautiful woman. So
wait, what part of
wait,
Pirates?
What? Yeah, what part
you got the hair flowing in the wind?
That's it, just hair. Nothing else about
Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, nothing about Jack Sparrow's just
drunk ass.
Yeah,
what? No, Rory, please.
I think she has.
Do you have HD? Like,
no, I have ADHD.
Okay, all right, cool.
She looks like she's from like a Night of the Museum.
Yeah,
she's just playing.
It looks
off
like
of,
a filter on her face
because everybody was mad that she was complaining that oh she doesn't have any eyebrows and eyelashes. So the next day she was like, oh, they want eyelashes? Okay.
Real shit though, I think the only thing that would ruin, not ruin Doja's career, but affect it is she listens to everything. Like you can tell that she pays attention to what people say about her. And I think for her own mental health, I think that she would be bigger if she didn't do that.
That could fuck her up though, but she's been one of the better people ever, I think, that handles the internet well.
Yeah, and reacting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
she moves with it. She moves with it. She doesn't. She's very secure within herself. It takes a certain type of security in a woman to shave your eyebrows, shave your head,
or again to show your feet in certain chat rooms.
You show your feet in chat rooms.
I feel like you was in the chat rooms. You keep bringing that up. You saw him first live.
Once again, callback. Nori told me about this.
Yeah. Big rumor.
Nori was the first person to tell me about Doja Cat.
You heard there's a big rumor? I heard there's a big rumor that Doja Cat is saying nigger and showing her feet.
She said what?
Nigger.
Oh, okay.
Just... and showing her feet. Is that
weird,
what she said?
Weird
she said
combo.
Nigger, right? Well, what is Doja Cat? What is her ethnicity?
She uses the N-word in music, right?
Yeah.
What's her ethnicity?
She has African in her, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know what her... I never really cared to find out, but... okay, so Doja Cat... okay, she was born October 21st. Okay, Los Angeles. Oh, she's born in L.A. Okay.
Oh.
She's South African and Jewish.
She's Jewish.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I see where the success
does it all
from.
Make sense
oh,
now?
Man.
I'm joking.
We totally get it now. Understand. Okay, so she's Jewish heritage.
And South African descent.
That's a nice mix.
Yeah. Anytime they use the N-word in South Africa, it's usually
it's good
purposes, right?
Apartheid.
thank you.
I mean, oh, she's born in Tarzana. Oh, okay.
I love that movie.
For some reason,
what
I
does that
thought,
make her exotic?
No, I just
the suburbs Angeles. Of LA.
No, you know what it is. For some
reason, Chris Brown lives now.
I always thought that Doja was from the East Coast.
Really?
Oh, really?
I always thought she was from the East Coast.
Sure.
Always thought she's. But I should have known that because her and Saweetie are like really best friends. Right?
Well,
like super close.
They actually have
soon
a song
after her
that?
Birth.
Do you think they dormed together at USC?
Soon after her birth, she moved to Rye, New York. So, but only for 5 years.
All right, I'm not going to say it.
Yes, you are.
Go ahead.
Why did she move to Rye, New York?
Because
to be next to Rye Playland.
Her maternal grandmother is a Jewish
architect.
It's the
most Jewish community in New York City.
Her grandmother was a Jewish architect. She's good.
From Rye, New York?
House was amazing. Have you seen the houses up there in Rye?
Yes. It's one of the most expensive fucking towns in New York.
Absolutely.
That's why she was in those self-hating chats.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And you understand Rye, New York, Rye bread. Come on. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Put everything together. Cat's Deli.
All right.
Yeah.
Doja's Deli.
I get it. No, it makes all the sense. I promise you, the dots, the Swarovski crystals are connecting right now.
I just hope Doja knows that we're a fan.
No, I don't even have to speak.
I love Doja Cat.
She's dope.
Well, anyways, how come you didn't go to Fashion Week?
I had to sit here with my main man and pod.
Oh,
I'm not your main man.
No, you're not.
Oh, look at me. I'm like, oh, that was so sweet.
Damaris.
You gave him a compliment.
I think we would have had enough time. Didn't we have enough time off for you to shoot over to Paris? Perrier? When? I don't know.
That wasn't over our break.
I thought it was after. All right, fine.
No, yeah, that was just last week.
I mean, you could have flown me out with you. And we could have potted out there.
I don't know. I every time I think about Fashion Week now, I think of the Hurt Loss album. He's like, I'm keeping the lights on in the Eiffel Tower. You cannot see me. You cannot match my drive. And yeah, what is that? They're V12.
Can we interview that kid?
I have a 4-cylinder. You cannot match my drive.
You sound like New York Cohen.
I am the one keeping the lights on. I put the lights on in the Eiffel Tower. I am responsible for it. It's me and the boy.
First of all, not going to Paris because of that is even funnier.
The boy.
Yeah, like every time I listen to that, he's like, we don't do Fashion Week. Fashion Week is for the, you know, he just shitted on everybody that goes to Fashion Week. Like, we don't do that no more. That's equivalent to us going to like...
Art Basel? I would go to Fashion Week and Art Basel.
No, Fashion Week is still a bigger deal than...
I would like to go to Paris.
I love South By. We should go this year to South By, actually.
I'm down.
Just to catch the, you know, just see
Summer
what's
Jam?
On. Huh?
Definitely Summer Jam.
Summer Jam.
I got it. I like Summer Jam.
You're not going to Summer Jam.
You're full of shit.
I have not missed a Summer Jam outside of last summer.
Cap.
Jam.
Cap. It's not Cap.
Big Cap.
Mad Cap. Big Cap. Big Cap.
How is that Big Cap?
You wasn't there the year Megan and Cardi was there.
You guys do know that we've been doing podcasts for 7 years and everything is recorded.
That is true.
I have talked about Summer Jam, I think, outside of last year.
You're out there in the rain?
It didn't rain last year either.
You're out there every year in the rain?
Yes. I mean, I got, you know, a little bit of status now, so I don't have to be in the rain. But
he's on a golf cart to the back, in and out of raindrops.
But no, I've been at Summer Jam the last how many years? It's right there.
Last year,
like that's I could throw a rock at it.
Last year was actually a good lineup for Summer Jam too. I thought we talked about.
And didn't they do like a K Slade tribute too?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, man, I would have liked to go to that. I think we're out of town. No, there was some reason I didn't go, or I would have went. I always go to Summer.
Was it the same weekend as Roots Picnic?
Potentially.
That might have been it.
I think we were in Philly.
Yeah.
It might have been.
I don't like that that's become part of the hip hop culture of shitting on the iconic things. It's not cool to go to them anymore. Are we on that? We on Fashion Week now. We can't fuck with Summer Jam. Why can't you fuck with both?
Mm-hmm. You can fuck with both, but it has to be good.
Yeah, the lineups have to be good.
It has to be good. Like
they did a whole tribute to K Slay, who is a legend in our culture and brought out fucking everybody. That K Slay's affected their lives and made their careers better. What's doper than that in hip hop?
We're not
like I don't like that people shit on so much iconic stuff because it's not the most relevant.
That's the new thing to do. You got to shit on shit.
I still think it's cool.
On shit.
I would still go to Paris to Fashion Week. I still think that's cool, and I love that hip hop is so represented at that.
I am keeping.
I feel like it's
on.
Moving Fashion Week now.
I put the lights on in the Eiffel Tower.
I just don't understand why both can't exist. Like, why can't it be cool to go to both?
No, I'm with you on that. It's just certain things that I don't know. I think a lot of things become kind of diluted because it's like some people that shouldn't be there are there. And it's like, all right, how are you here? How are they here at this event? Like,
right.
When it gets to that, it's like, I'm sure Anna Wintour is like, all right, some of y'all should not be here from Paris Fashion Week.
Doesn't she approve the guest list?
Yeah, but it's a lot of people that don't get approved. And she can't keep you from coming to Paris. But you're not going to certain events.
Here's the thing, though. As much as people will disagree with me, I think Anna Wintour liked that fucking Cardi B got hit with a high heel at the Met Gala.
I think Anna Wintour did, for sure.
Yeah.
I thought
the man was about to say, I think she's the one that hit her with the shit.
No.
It wasn't Ra. It was Anna Wintour.
It wasn't Ra at all. That was Anna. That was Anna's work. I know an Anna Hill when I see it.
Imagine Cardi going to the ER and the surgeon looking at it like, yeah, judging by the size of this wound, this feels Anna's like foot. An Anna heel.
That was Anna's foot right there. The train cop, Rory. Paris, last train.
Yes, last train to Paris. Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm Rory, don't do that.
Talent.
The train cop, Julian's favorite story of the year so far.
Okay. Also found out that their trains run 24 hours in Paris and I felt let down, but go ahead.
He was like, wait, they don't stop?
There's never a last train.
Never a last train. Puff lied. The Tennessee cop going wild. Tennessee cop going wild. Yeah. She didn't go
train
wild.
Cop.
She
just, the transit cop.
She went wild.
She slept with guys that she wanted to sleep with. Megan Hall, office. She's been offered $10,000 to do two shows, so $5,000 a night, at Nashville Strip Club after being fired for having on-duty sex with several colleagues. Deja Vu Showgirls in Nashville has asked Megan Hall to perform two shows at their club for $10,000. It is unclear if she will take them up on their offer, as she told Daily Mail, she's just going to move on and live life following the scandal.
Isn't that living your life, though, after the scandal?
Oh,
you got to get the bags off the scandal.
Listen, once them bills come around about 3 months,
I think cheating her.
She's going to call Deja Vu like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of with
that. 10K still on the table?
I'm with Damaris here. That offer's too low. But in 2 weeks, that offer will be too high. Yeah. Listen, but you got to get your 20K now.
Listen, all Megan got to do is start her OnlyFans and fucking a uniform.
For sure. Cash out.
It's over. Good night.
You think they took the whole uniform back or just the
she
belt?
She can go get any uniform at this point. She was a real cop at one point. She can get any uniform and do an OnlyFans right now. And I stick a
fake uniform might be more
stick
sexy.
A flashlight in her butt and twerk while the light is on.
Megan gave you twerk
you're
vibes?
You're so specific. Huh?
Megan gave you twerk
she
vibes?
She didn't give me twerk, but her name is Megan. I mean, Meg.
Her name is Megan.
Ah, Megan.
Me, I was about to say, she gives me Megan vibes.
Why y'all disrespecting Megan like that?
But like, so, she's
tell
not
me
a,
how it's working.
She's not
she's
a
shaking
dancer.
Shaking her thigh meat?
Yeah, shaking so? Thigh meat.
I'm saying they're giving her money to dance. She's not a dancer. She just has sex.
Okay, but like male rappers host strip clubs.
Wait, does Nashville do full nudity?
Oh, that's the South.
Oh, yeah. You don't got to dance good up there and show your cervix.
They make the
good.
Ass wink at you as soon as you walk in.
You know what would be really dope? Give her 50K. She's security and pats down all male patrons walking in the door and has a uniform on.
Y'all picked the wrong career.
She give them handies.
Y'all should be consulting.
Sir, what is this?
No. You cannot bring that in here.
Yo, role playing at the door of a strip club when you actually trying to get in.
And the niggas get mad like, yo, Megan, get out of here, yo. Like, like they know her by now. Like, yo, Megan, move, yo. I don't have a
Why
gun.
Why your hands so wet?
Yeah, like, what is this you're packing, big boy?
And you're in the South, so.
You know Megan talk like that. Look at her.
Come and on. In the South, like, men and women go to strip club together. So imagine all the fights Meg would have to get in with girlfriends. Yeah.
That's the better play.
But she's got cop training, so she could probably... You know,
man, hire Megan as head of security at Deja Vu.
Head of security.
Security ahead.
And just let her take pictures.
Super head of security.
Don't ever say head of again, please.
Security of head is funny.
But either way,
security
Megan,
ahead is fucking hilarious.
I think that she has a pretty promising future ahead of her.
I don't think so.
What? She can do porn. She can do all kind of shit now.
Can she?
Absolutely.
This story is going to be gone in a few days.
Doesn't matter. Bro. If she starts her OnlyFans
she makes her OnlyFans right now and makes fucking a million.
How is a transracial shorty doing?
Transracial shorty.
Rachel Dolezal?
She did her OnlyFans and
she
went
did
nowhere.
It too late.
Rachel Dolezal, the white woman that thinks she's black.
Spent like 3 years trying to convince her she was black and then she started
OnlyFans.
That's
different. This stems from sex already. She had sex with coworkers in uniform. Mm. So sex is already in play here.
Mm. But she's not.
They know she nasty. Like, that's one of the that's paying
already.
For OnlyFans. Like, you
whoa,
know
whoa, whoa.
I'm, you no. know no. nasty.
Let's define nasty real quick. She could have fucked five people terribly.
Yeah.
Right.
In one position, gave nothing. She's nasty for like nothing. Earth, not nasty in sex. We don't know that.
True. So she's perfect for the sex world. Like, oh, you in your uniform you fucked? Oh, you got a career. You are on the wrong force. You need to come sign over here at Deja Vu, and we're going to get you right. $10,000. They just offered her the 10K for two nights.
This is the shot of Deja Vu.
Don't let the line be wrapped around the block when they find out she did.
Definitely bringing it back for encore.
She signed on the contract. She's going to be the main attraction in Deja Vu.
I just feel like
I wouldn't
the, pink, the pink would know what to do with her. I don't know if Deja Vu knows what to do.
This is sick.
Well, it's a pink sign. So, I mean,
Uncle Clifford would market her much better.
Uncle Clifford would have her out there selling ass right next to the fish plates. Like, listen, go get you a fish plate and go get you some of that Megan ass.
Yeah.
The fact Uncle that this Clifford place has 10K to give out looks crazy. Look at that.
Because
place.
They know they're going to make it back.
Mm, for sure.
Yeah. First of all, you got strip clubs fucked up.
They know, bro. If
that
they put
10K, and I know that type of spot. 10K is nothing
for
to them.
For sure. Yeah.
What's that cap in there? About 600?
Julian, you know what type of taxes they file? They lost. No money. That spot is rolling in it.
Two shows, $5,000
per show. Their champagne room, nasty as hell.
Nah, Megan about to go in there and get that work.
Remember that, like, there was the last cop that snitched on her? Mm-hmm. Because once he found out everyone else beat, you felt like he kind of liked her, right? That's how she got snitched on.
Yeah.
The last one that fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he shows up to that Deja Vu strip club?
Oh, he calls
and pays her to beat again?
No, he calls in a bomb threat to get it shut down. He's a hater. He definitely called in a bomb
threat. He's going
to
walk in like, do you have your permits? This he's is a C rating.
He's definitely showing up with the chief of fire department. Like, shut this shit down.
The marshal, too many people.
It's way too many people in here. And then while Megan leaving out, he's going to be like, yo, so you ain't going to call me?
Yeah.
Like, yo, fam, you had a whole night shut down, you hating ass nigga?
Where are your working papers, Megan?
Yeah, you fucking hater.
Speaking of strange love and dating preferences, sometimes you want to date the whole force.
Yep.
Sometimes you want to date a grown woman that looks like a child.
No.
Wait, what?
Huh?
I never wanted to do that. Not a day in my life did I ever say, you know what? I think I'm going to start dating a woman that looks like a child.
I'm a hypocrite, and not in that regards. Every time I see some crazy bullshit on social media, I say to myself, oh, I don't want to see this stuff. And then I fully engulf myself and I read the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this 23-year-old, I want to say.
Yep.
Yeah, Julian has it up here. He's 23 years old. He's dating a woman that looks like she's fucking 10.
Mm-hmm.
She has a rare disease or something. What's the exact thing? I don't want to be rude to her condition.
She had cancer as a kid, and due to some treatments she got, it kind of stunted her growth.
Mm-hmm. So, and shouts to her for surviving that type of shit. That's crazy. But with that said, what do we think about the 23-year-old that's
He's 26. She's 23.
So Dan Swigart, he's known as a hunky travel blogger.
Mm.
Where's he known there?
That's what it says in the article, a hunky travel blogger.
Oh, I thought this was your review.
Oh, no, never, definitely not. He's not my type. Dan Swigart is recently began romancing reality star Shauna Ray. That's her name, whose growth was stunted due to treatment she received as a child for brain cancer.
So they're an influencer couple.
Yes, you can say they're influencing love.
Couple's goals, if you will.
Love has no limits and no boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Who weighs 50 pounds and is 3 feet 10 inches tall.
Jesus.
She's
50 pounds?
That's what it says there. Now, here's the thing. You're attracted to whatever you're attracted to. That's your prerogative, Dan. But
no, it's not.
No, it is his prerogative. If that's what he's attracted to, that's
it's like legal pedophilia.
It's not okay if you're attracted to anything you're attracted to. I'm sorry.
What do you mean? It's not your prerogative.
You can't be attracted to everything. This just can't, the world can't operate that way.
All right, well, let's shoot.
Can't be attracted to everything, but I mean, you're attracted to whatever you're attracted to, that's your business. I mean, it's not, I mean, she's 23 years old, so she's legal age.
She's a big girl.
She's a woman. But the optics
Stop.
Would make someone say, you know, it's,
okay.
She still looks like
all right, so what happens if your 12-year-old daughter gets a fake ID that says she's 23 and is mature mentally for her age and walks outside and meets a hunky travel blogger totally and says, hey, I'm 23 years old, totally even though I clearly look 12.
It's not the same thing.
Tell me I was different.
The reason she's why actually 23.
She's actually 23 years old.
Not even that. He didn't find her on
She doesn't
on
have an ID that says she's 23.
He didn't find
she's
her on
actually
the street.
23 years old. That's the difference.
She's popping on the gram, bro.
Yeah, he didn't find her on the street and she was just some young girl and he like tried to hit on her. She had a reality show,
okay,
and that's how
so on,
he saw right. her.
So he saw her, and she was holding up her legal ID with the DMV going, that's her actual age?
No, but he probably
no, he saw her fucking face.
On the show.
On the show, she has a reality show. So she has a reality show because she's that little
I
and
get
she
what
has
you're saying.
That disease.
It's just the optics.
She had a reality show, and so he knew from the moment he
this
saw
is,
her that
this
she
is
was
where I feel like the Republican on the show sometimes, and you guys are the fucking liberals.
No, let's look at the upside. He There's looks no. like he was about to go down one of two paths. He was either just going to become a pedophile. Or he was going to find a situation where That's it could work sick. Out. He got the luck of the draw. He got the best of both worlds.
Or
he can legally get his shit off.
Okay, now I will say.
Ironically, is the name of the Jay-Z and R. Kelly album.
I will.
Yeah.
Right.
I will say this, though. Now, if something comes up in the future about Dan's past and he has issues with dating young girls, then I'll be like, okay.
Yeah.
This guy has. You know what I mean? But. As of right now, that's a grown woman.
This
She's
is a technical okay.
Shoot him some. Yeah, shoot
Yo,
him some.
Yo, look at this photo. Old.
I mean, yes, I understand what Rory's saying. I get it.
You guys are not going to talk me out of this one.
No, you're not wrong for feeling how you feel.
And I think my example is very much accurate.
No, it's not.
That's
a horrible example.
How is that not?
Bro, because
she's actually 23 years old. She doesn't have a fake ID that says she's 23.
I'm talking about someone being okay with dating how some someone that looks like a child.
Right.
An ID would say otherwise.
Yeah, but
that's the only thing that would really defer you from that. You like, oh, look. Looks. It'd be different if she looked she looked old as fuck and was super young.
Yeah.
I couldn't even blame somebody. It's like, damn, that girl looks like she's 26, but she ends up being 15. Mm-hmm. That's fucked up, but you didn't know. She looks like she's a 26-year-old.
She looks older, yes.
That's not your fault until you find out how old she is. And if you keep going, now it's your fault.
Right.
So in this regard, how is it any different?
Or you gotta look past her looks, man.
She looks young as shit.
She looks like 50 pounds.
Yeah. She looks like a little girl.
She's like a bag of sand.
I'm with you on that.
And as someone that has debated with y'all with never having a type, I'm lying when I say that. I have a type. What is his type?
apparently children.
I'm telling you, man. This dude was
You're making a bold point.
You're making a point. I understand.
I would have to see his exes.
The fact remains is, exactly.
I would have to see his
what is his history?
Kindergarten?
Yeah.
Because like I said,
if this is his first like real relationship, then it's like, oh, this is a little sick.
If he approached her in a grocery store, then I think he's a creep. But imagine he saw her on TV.
He DM'd her.
And he knew, he used to watch her show. He knows how old she was. He knew all of that.
He's a groupie.
But even when you just said that, that sounds sick.
All right, so
how does it sound?
If he only dated reality TV stars, you know what? I'd shoot him some bail. You're just a weirdo that likes reality TV stars. This one just happens to look like a child.
Yes.
I'm sure she's not the first one he's DM'd. She's the first one to answer.
Ugh.
See, of little girls? Or?
No, of you said...
Probably.
You said influencers. You guys are
because most little girls don't control their DMs.
Yeah.
It's parental lock.
Because usually their parents take their phones. Yeah.
I want to...
I really think it was a split decision. He was either going to become a pedophile or just get somehow hit the lottery.
I want to look at this from her perspective. How do you guys think she feels? And so you're saying that she should never date anybody ever just because... She's a grown-ass woman. Like, no,
and here's the thing. I do feel for her. Also think it's incredible that she survived that because that's nuts to be brain cancer as a kid and to move around
grow up.
I don't even know where he was going with it. I still don't even know
just
where
ignore
going
him
with
right. Go ahead.
But her as a grown woman should even have the self-awareness to ask, why does this grown man... Never mind. I'm going to sound like an asshole, but it's fine.
No, because do you think they've had that conversation?
Why does this grown-ass man find me attractive?
Do you think they've had that conversation, or is it just
who's
like...
Who's going to say that, though? That's like you asking an ugly girl, why does this man find me attractive? Like, she thinks she's attractive, and she should, and she has low self-esteem. Her pussy is 23 years old, and it worked like a 23-year-old.
See,
so
now she's going too far.
But let's be fucking for real. Like,
at least she said it. She's a woman.
You can say that.
No, she is a woman. I'm not saying she's not. I'm talking about the optics. We live in a fucking world of optics.
Yep.
No, yeah, and you're right. And visually,
how we view people is crazy. A fucking thing.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Okay, let's flip it. The movie Jack.
Mm-hmm. With Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Classic.
Classic movie.
Mm-hmm.
He has a disease where he ages fucking weekly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's a 10-year-old in a 50-year-old's body.
Mm.
That's different.
You guys are letting your daughter date him?
That's different. That's completely different.
How?
You know that
that's
different.
Well, one's a movie.
You know that's different.
Yeah, well, one's
slightly different.
Let's just start there. Yeah. One's a movie.
And one has one of the greatest comedians of all time.
Yeah, RP.
Bill Cosby, isn't it?
I love it. I love it. I love it.
I wasn't talking about Robin.
R.I.P. Robin.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Cosby.
Hey. This is going to sell out the garden. You watch and see.
All right. So in this scenario, though, are you letting your younger daughter date Jack in, what are they, in middle school here?
Yeah.
They're the same age.
I think elementary, actually.
Damaris, they're the same age.
I forgot about this movie.
Yeah, but
they're the same age, Damaris.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a difference.
So,
it's
are you letting? I'm saying by middle school standards, like date, like cute, whatever. We'll go to the movies and like maybe kiss quickly, like that type of dating, middle school dating. Are you even letting your daughter date Jack because he's the same age, or because he looks like a grown ass fucking man?
You know that it's not the same.
Like, how is it not the same?
He is fighting so hard, Mo.
Of course I am.
Yeah. No, but
it's a podcast.
He is fighting so hard.
But it is a difference, though. But I understand what you're saying. Like, why is he attracted to a woman fucking pedophile. That looks like a
he's
little
not
girl.
A pedophile. Yeah, so you're saying any?
My,
so
my point
can
is
never
optics.
Date
my point is
the
optics.
Rest of her
that's
life
what I'm getting at.
Because
no, it's not the same, but my point is optics.
I'm not putting it on her. I think she deserves to live a life, have a relationship, do all that shit. It's him. He's the fucking sicko.
Yes.
She's a grown woman. She is. She has a 23-year-old plus.
And
she's
should
an
be
adult.
Able to date everything.
Let me add
sick.
This. Let me add
it's
this.
Him.
So she should date a guy that's like a short guy?
No, she should date whoever the fuck she wants to date. I'm saying he's the creep.
He's a creep.
So you're basically saying that anybody who dates her is a creep. Now.
Unfortunately.
Probably.
No. Okay, hold on.
Or she has to cougar this thing up. And it's okay for women to be predators. We know that.
Yeah.
She should date a fucking 17-year-old.
No, she should not.
I didn't think you were going to go there. I didn't think he was going to do that.
I didn't think you were going to say that. I take back my yeah.
I thought he was. I was waiting for him to make the point. Okay. It's a 17. No. Can't do 17.
She should get on her babysitter vibes and maybe... ruin a young man's life by molesting
that movie Orphan. Remember that movie Orphan?
Please fucking stop. Oh yes. My God.
It's
a scary movie about the little girl the family adopts and she terrorizes the house, kills people. Turns out she was a full blown adult that had some neurodegenerative disease.
Yeah, okay. I remember this movie.
Similar vibes. Like, but there's other, I'm not saying she has to date someone that's like that, but. This looks
I'm
sick.
Not saying she can date anyone she wants. I'm just saying there's a high probability that he's a fucking creep.
Okay. That's I will take, I'll accept
this
that.
This has nothing to do with her.
There is a probability that he is a creep. However, I will, just to shoot him a little bit more bail, I will say that one of the things that older men or creepy men like about dating younger girls is the fact that their brain is also younger as well. Their brain is also that of a child. That is a grown woman. If you go and talk to her, she has the brain of a grown woman. She's going to have a grown
Damaris,
woman
I've dated
conversation.
23.
She's 23.
It doesn't matter what she looks like. Yeah. Still easily manipulated.
Wow.
She's not a grown woman. She's 23.
He's 20. But I mean, he's
23. Ain't that old?
So, I mean, they're both children. Okay. Like, he's 26.
Yeah, no, their age is 26. Yeah, which a 26-year-old dating a 23-year-old is... That's actually a good, I think,
yeah.
age
range. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like...
This is optics. This is the only thing I'm talking about.
There's a 3 feet difference.
She should be able
two.
To date... Fuck height difference. That's fine, too.
Yeah, because there's a lot of little people.
She looks like a little girl.
She does look like a
if
child.
If I
would
have been 50 pounds when I was 23, I've been getting tossed around.
What is wrong with this one?
And I'm the one that took it too
that's
far.
That's sick. No, for real, though.
Is that
if
what
they,
you want for yourself?
They should start...
if pounds at 23,
if
so
they started in OnlyFans, that shit would go crazy.
It would go
Julie
crazy.
Will watch.
No, I would not.
Yeah, all the pedos in the world would go crazy.
That's what I'm shit. Saying. Like, he found a loophole in the system.
He did not find a...
He did. He's a fucking...
Listen,
pedophile.
I would like
he's
to say,
not a
hey,
pedophile.
Listen, Dan Swigart and Shauna Ray, let love lead the way.
Period.
That was a bar. I think that rhymed.
It
let love guide you. You know, may the wind in your sails take you to heights you've never seen. I don't know. Like, who gives a fuck?
You talk about the poem at the end of Blow?
No.
Let the wind be by your back. The stars amongst your forehead.
That's the exact poem that I wish upon Dan and Shauna. Like, I mean, I get it. The optics does look a little... crazy.
A lot. Okay.
Crazy,
a little. Bro. A lot.
And I think, but, Julian's point was maybe worded a bit off, but if this stops one little mm-hmm. girl from getting touched, I think she's a hero.
She could low-key end pedophilia.
All right.
If she took what that cop did and just followed the same path. Just
the old beaten path.
Just, you know. Just go after the whole crew.
A 29-year-old woman has been charged after allegedly posing.
Oh, this is Shauna Ray.
Yo, can you fucking...
Wait, is this the same story?
What the fuck is
Maul,
going
we just
on
covered this.
So a 29-year-old woman has been charged after allegedly posing as a student at a New Jersey high school.
Mm.
So this 29-year-old woman fraudulently posed as a high school student for several days after allegedly filing false documents. The incident was announced... during the New Brunswick school board meeting Tuesday. Of course, this is in New Brunswick.
Yeah.
Specifically, Ms. Shin provided a false birth certificate to the New Brunswick Board of Education with the intent to enroll as a juvenile high school student. Do we know why she... Did she give a statement? Did she say anything? She just wanted to go back to high school?
The
she
old
wanted,
glory days.
Did she wanted to relive the glory days?
Again, let the wind be at your back.
Hey.
See, they should have let Al Bundy do this at like, Polk High.
Yeah,
they
should
have let Al re-enlist. Like...
Well, yo, dreams never die. Yeah, all I'm saying.
Yeah, let Al Bundy go back to high school, man. Polk High's finest.
Did they find out why she was doing this?
No, she won't give a statement as to why. But they have like pictures of her in class and shit. Like,
she's want to get her grades up.
How does she? Do we have the pictures? Can we see how she looked? Because I would love to see how.
Yeah, she looked like Shauna Ray.
How she? How a 29-year-old was able to fool the
Jack
system
was her
and
teacher
role in high school? Like, I just don't understand what the fuck is going on. But either way, I'm glad they caught her in her fucking shenanigans. That's not.
Wait, that's not her.
No, that's her. That's okay. That's her right there. That's
please
not,
put this on the video.
Her.
Oh, this is her.
So
that lady
still
42.
Is she Asian? No, she's Asian.
She's Asian. Okay.
Well, they look young.
I feel like there's like 10 movies like this though. Definitely. Where the older person goes
well,
to
what
high
was
school.
She trying to
isn't that 21 Jump Street?
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah.
She probably doesn't have a high school degree and probably needed to get one, honestly. But like people can make fake ones of
them. Or just get a GED.
Get a GED, yeah.
Yeah, GED.
Do you guys think if you had to go back in high school, you would like smoke it? Like,
no. I think I'd be worse off as a 29-year-old than I was as a 16-year-old in high school.
Yeah.
For sure.
Those courses would blow my mind with my brain right now.
My brain is fried.
Yeah, my brain is worse off than it once was.
Too much alcohol and drugs. I don't. I...
Well, imagine having a drink at I'm glad class. That they caught Miss Shin, whatever her name
are
is.
Are you glad?
Yeah.
Like you feel like the streets are better off?
Right. The streets are safe now.
Mom, what was your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject?
Yeah.
History.
I went to a music school, so my favorite subject probably was...
Music theory.
I like theory, but I didn't... It's not my favorite.
What do you feel like the theory of music is?
It's just... It speaks to the soul of the man.
Gotcha. Mm.
You know, everything is music. Your heartbeat, your pulse.
Yeah. You put it
the
like
pulse
that.
Plays is the drum of your life.
I saw Drumline, too. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and the canvas exactly. Pretty good.
You feel it on the inside, and then you project it to the world.
Wait, we're still talking about...
Music.
Music? Okay.
Yeah.
Maul, yes. What was your favorite?
Oh, I forgot you even asked. I'm sorry.
No, tell us about chemistry.
I forgot you even asked me. Favorite subject in high school?
Or the one you were best at. I'll say that.
History.
Which is usually the same as your favorite.
English.
Oh.
English?
Mm. Yeah.
Because you know how to speak to them, right?
Know how to speak to the people.
The spells.
Mm. Manage them.
Spells.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Roy, how about
words
you?
Words spells. And if you know how to spell, then you know how to cast your spells into the world. If speaking a certain tongue.
Got you. History was probably my favorite
you
subject.
Colonizer.
Yeah, and I just love to learn just about the whites.
Reminiscing the good old times.
I knew he couldn't wait till they started teaching about how the Irish were slaves.
What?
The white
we
Egyptians.
I felt so seen during history.
Potato
I was
famine.
Like, man, we
like finally.
What a beautiful race we were. Like, look what we did for the world.
Oh, yeah, I'm so glad I'm not in high school right now. High school would suck ass right now.
The second quarter or semester, whatever the fuck you call it in high school, of my senior year, like the final part of history, they had history through film.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And
okay.
Listen, it was, we had like one of those fresh out of college teachers.
She was bad?
Yeah, you know, she was all right.
Mm. She was doable.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You get it.
You know, I felt like if I looked older,
yeah,
it would have been
that.
Okay if we had engaged in that regard. But she played like Forrest Gump and like all
it's
these movies
shit.
That Lord. I watched for the first time Lord of War in that fucking class. Like she showed ill movies that just had like tiny things that had to do with history. Mm-hmm. And then we just had to fill out a sheet afterwards. And for the most part, at that point, you know, I was done with track. I'd already gotten a scholarship. I may have partaking in a lot of extracurricular activities at the latter part of my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
I was high when I went in to school a lot, and it was the first
high school,
it was the first class.
Yeah. All right.
So all I would do before was fill out based off Wikipedia was a new thing at that time.
Nice.
And I would just take the description of the movie and just
and
fill it into the thing. And she was a college student, so she must have known what Wikipedia was, but she used to write the most amazing comments of how much detail I paid attention
to. She thought you were ill.
She wanted to beat.
I wrote the best synopsis
you're like
of
Roger
Gump
Ebert.
On Earth.
Where's my...
It's like, she would write like in pen, so much detail here, smiley face. Like,
hey. Was like, no, he's not autistic.
Sir,
no,
yes, I think
is.
I definitely wrote it.
Did you guys ever have show and tell when you were in like grade school?
Oh yeah, I brought an eighth to the classroom.
That's funny.
I was going to ask you what you guys brought.
Here's the bricks.
I don't even remember what I brought.
I don't think we ever had show and tell.
We've definitely had show and tell. I just don't remember what I
definitely didn't have no show and tell.
Yeah, I remember what I bought.
Show and tell was just a way to try to get you to snitch on what was going on in your house. Like, you bring certain shit, they be like, yo, what's going on in his household? Like, what the fuck is right. that?
Damaris, what'd you bring?
Yeah, what'd you bring?
Nothing of importance.
Of course.
Show remember. And tell? Yeah, show and tell?
Yeah, yeah, we did.
What you brought?
We had just gotten a kitten, so I brought our cat.
Oh my God.
It's
pretty... Wait, you brought a cat into a school? Cat.
Yeah, yeah.
Did your parents know you brought the cat?
Yes, they drove me to school. Yeah, it was in like a cage thing.
You enjoy your cat, sweetie.
So give me the presentation. What'd you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just copped this cat.
We just copped this cat. I'd have been like, boo, that cat sucks.
For sure.
Who's a kid?
Well, I think in the 90s, it was irresponsible that kids could just bring in cupcakes for their birthday and all of us would eat them. Yes. We didn't watch none of you guys bake this.
Bake sale was the sickest shit ever. The bake
that
sale?
Can't go now. There are rules now that I like with our PC shit.
Yeah.
Let's stop eating everybody's baked goods in school.
I'm not. Don't tell me you made this in your... Let me see your oven.
People be having cats.
Take a picture of your stove.
Cat hair.
He bought one to school.
He be about to say... Yeah.
Very clean.
Someone else
household.
Show and tell was a cupcake that the cat licked.
Yo, this is a cat. This is the cupcake that the cat licked.
Why did they just let us bring in cupcakes for our birthday for everyone to have?
That was just a way, to teach us how to sell stuff and...
But they weren't supposed... I know in my school, they weren't supposed to be like homemade cupcakes. Like you had to buy like a store bought so that you could see.
That was my shit. I used to go... Get
really?
I used to go buy the Enemans cookies, put them shits in a Tupperware my mom's had in the crib. I'm like, I baked these joints right here.
They say Fryhoffers right on the side?
Enemans. Nah, you take them out the box, you just dump them in the Tupperware. Like, yo, here, Enemans.
Did you guys have the... What was it called? It wasn't the book set. Like, what was that week?
Scholastic.
Scholastic Book Fair?
Oh, yeah. That was my shit. Yeah. Book Fair?
That's Book Fair. Book Fair. That's what I was looking for. Yeah.
Book Fair was the shit.
Yeah. All the Goosebumps books.
I love the Book Fair.
The Book Fair was great.
They should do that now for like adults. I would go buy all those books.
I read all the Hardy Boys, that whole series.
Oh, hey, yo.
Hardy Boys?
Like, come on, man. You're making me uncomfortable.
That's way
y'all the Hardy Boys.
That's way before y'all time.
No, it's not.
When I taught in Chicago.
Of course. You fuck. That was at the book
Chicago,
fair.
They did we did the Scholastic Book Fair. I think I was more hyped than the students.
Like, yeah, that was a time, man.
They thought it was so whack. I was like, this is incredible.
Kids don't read anymore. That's why they rap the way they do now.
Read. All they want to do is fentanyl and fucking TikTok.
Where did
you want to know how much of a lame I was as a kid?
How much of a lame
I used to smoke the box top.
Not the box top challenge. You fucking
were you
loser.
Crazy? I used to go.
What cereal were you eating?
No, I used to go to all my family members. Like, my grandfather was the king of Raisin Bran. He would go through a box damn near every 2 days.
Raisin Bran. To build
so
bridges.
I used to go to him and just collect all the box tops. I used to ask my family members that weren't even around to just like mail their box tops.
Look at you.
See, like I used box to do, remember the like the fundraisers. They would give you like the book full of either like chocolate or like the little pizza thing.
World's finest chocolate. That's the greatest chocolate in the world.
That's just mad good, actually.
Biggest scam ever.
That's the greatest chocolate in the world.
My mother used to get them off.
I knew it was a scam when I see McDonald's selling them shits. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Why are these at the fucking register in McDonald's?
I mean, they was running a scam off that the peel and play shit. What was the McDonald's?
Oh, the
Monopoly.
Monopoly.
Yeah.
Smart. Yeah, once I found out that was ran by the Columbos, I was like, all right.
The Columbos?
It was.
No, I know. I watched
the doc.
A friend of mine, I told you, this dude.
I never got anything from my box top contributions. Now I think about it.
A dude in my school, he actually won. He got all four of the railroads in the Monopoly thing. But he only got it because we went on a field trip to D.C. And he took his board, the board game with him.
Mm-hmm.
He had it in his book bag. And we stopped at a McDonald's down in D.C., He bought like some McDonald's. He peeled the thing and he had the fourth railroad. I think the railroads were never in the same like state.
Yeah, but what did he win? What was the prize?
Whatever the four railroads was worth.
Probably a month of McDonald's and $200.
What area in the Bronx are you from again?
Me?
Yeah.
Fordham.
Is that the story he told you?
What you mean?
I think the Columbos are up around that way.
Columbo.
Yeah, is that what he told
Columbos.
You?
Columbos.
Yeah. Is that what he said?
This was a black
kid. He got the fourth railroad.
We was there. We was all there. And he was like, yo, I got it.
Yeah, where'd he get the other three?
From New York. From here.
Yeah, from Frankie Colombo.
Frankie.
Maybe. You might
too many white Italians were winning. They had to let one black kid win.
No, that's what they said in the doc.
Yeah.
They had to find a black girl. They was like, they'll never guess it now.
Yeah. That's a black woman in Florida. That's literally what they did.
That's seriously in the dock.
How the hell did we get to $18 a dozen for some eggs?
Because we didn't turn in our box tops.
Mm.
If everyone was vegan, Maul, this wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, but why are eggs this expensive? The egg carton has become the symbol of inflation. By the end of 2022, prices had shot up 60% year over, putting a strain on holiday budgeting for households across the country. On Tuesday, on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, one of the most expensive neighborhoods in America, that's wild just reading that, prices remained steep. At Eli's Market, a gourmet grocery store, a dozen organic eggs cost between $12.99 and $17.99. That's nuts. I'm glad they said that. Somebody said, that's nuts. A store manager declined to comment.
He commented.
Did he?
That's nuts. Isn't that his comment?
No, that's not the store manager.
Yeah, no, he replied. He said, these are nice eggs.
These are nice.
That's the quote.
You break, you buy. Get out.
They're a lot more expensive than usual.
There are signs that
I see all the jokes, though.
There are signs that things might be turning around. The USDA Agricultural Market Service promises an end is in sight. As of January 20th, loose egg prices have declined by 52% from their high the week of December 18th. But in the stores that I visited, that decline was not translating into lower prices for the consumer. Just stop eating fucking eggs.
Mm. No.
I mean, just...
I'm just going to get on.
You're eating chicken, period.
You guys know there's an American egg board?
It's not chicken, period.
That is chicken, period.
It's not chicken, period.
It is chicken, period.
It's chicken like eggs.
It's chicken. Yeah. It's chicken abortions.
It's, yes.
Chicken abortions make sense, but not chicken, period.
Well, when you have your period, what do you, you release eggs, right?
You can't scramble. You can't scramble those, though.
Huh? Yeah.
Can't really scramble those, though.
Yeah, you can.
You've scrambled a woman's eggs before?
No, wait. This was about to go somewhere else. No. No. To answer your question, no, Rory.
You bought a plan B. You scrambled a chick's eggs before.
I was. See, don't do that.
Have you guys ever heard of balut?
Sunny side up, those are?
No, those are. No.
They're a little runny after plan B.
What is balut?
So balut is a Filipino dish where they take pretty much a day's from being born embryo and you... like soft boil it and cook it, and you actually eat you can see it. It's the fully developed baby chicken there.
So nice.
And you throw some salt on it, good. And it's super crunchy. You bite right through the head.
Good texture.
All
yeah.
the beak and shit.
Oof.
Yeah.
Hell.
You're eating a fetus.
Fuck no. So that's a duck. It's a fertilized duck egg.
I mean, as opposed to what? Veal? Like baby cow?
I mean, just fucking go.
They steam them.
Just eat chicken. Why did you just go cook the chicken? Like the fuck?
I mean, this seems to me like with elections
biting into that is
being
fucking...
close. This is the new conspiracy. What is like the most American number one product that's in everything when you go to the grocery store is eggs.
So Ma,
gas prices
eggs?
And eggs. That's gonna be the new fucking inflation.
They have this thing it's called Just Eggs. It's made of like mung beans, I believe.
So everything but
it's other shit in there. It's not bad though. It's not bad. It to me, you got to add stuff to it, make it like an omelet, red pepper, green pepper, add some stuff in it, spinach and mushrooms and things like that. But mung bean, that's what it is. Mung bean.
What did you ask Damaris?
If he ate eggs,
you should try that. You should try the just egg.
I'm okay.
Give me a prediction of Trump quotes around egg inflation.
A prediction of Trump quotes?
Because I think this is going to be the new election point. It's that's why I think they've just inflated eggs out of nowhere. This is going to be the new thing to run on. Have you seen the egg prices?
Scrambled. First, they scrambled the votes, and now they have to scramble the eggs.
It's a pretty good one. Yeah, I'm not mad at that at all.
They scrambled the votes.
They scrambled your election.
Now you can't even scramble eggs.
Yes.
On another note, this is the 3-year anniversary of the passing, untimely passing.
I went and I told my advisors, these are Hillary's eggs.
Rory.
Right in the middle of the transition.
Yeah. We moved away from that. This is the.
I'm today, kidding. She can't have children anymore.
Today is the 3-year anniversary.
Andrew.
Today is the 3-year anniversary on the passing of Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna Bryant, along with John Altobelli, Kerry Altobelli, Alyssa Altobelli, Christina Mauser, Sarah Chester, Peyton Chester, and Ara Zobayan. They were all tragically killed in a helicopter accident 3 years ago today. One of the bigger tragedies of my lifetime that I can recall. So continue prayers and condolences to the families of all of the victims, specifically, you know, Kobe and Gianna Bryant, who we knew in some form or fashion. Obviously, Kobe Bryant being the legend that he is and was. So continue prayers to the families and condolences. And rest in peace, Kobe, Gianna, John Altobelli, Kerry Altobelli, Alyssa Altobelli, Christina Mauser, Sarah Chester, Peyton Chester, and Ara Zobayan. All right, Rory. So that's it for the week, man.
Yeah.
Any plans for the weekend?
No, just trying to figure out how to edit out most of the things that are going to get us canceled here.
Yeah, that's Eddie, you have your hands full. All right? Got a good weekend ahead of you, buddy.
Baze, anything?
Baze is not talking.
Now you're quiet.
She has an attitude. You're locked in the room. I should call PETA. Mm. Those are ASPCA.
I don't think that's what PETA handles.
It's ASPCA?
I'm not trying to eat Baze.
She's trying to eat you. So we'll be back next week. Have a safe weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Be safe. I'm that nigga. He's just Ginger. Peace.